This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Russian President Vladimir Putin is meeting in Sochi with visiting Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan for talks on Syria. The talks come just hours before a five-day ceasefire between Turkish troops and Syrian Kurdish fighters is set to expire. Meanwhile, Baghdad says U.S. troops leaving Syria can't stay in Iraq for long. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Iraq says it's the Iraqi Kurdish regional government in Erbil who gave the American troops permission to enter Iraq on condition they are later shipped out. Military chiefs stress the Americans have not been granted permission to stay in the country. This position appears to contradict Defense Secretary Mark Esper, who said under the current plan, all U.S. troops leaving Syria will go to western Iraq, while military units focus on any Islamic State group remnants. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The number of residual U.S. forces in Afghanistan now stands at roughly 12,000 soldiers. That figure comes after the top American commander in Afghanistan, General Austin Scott Miller, revealed the size of U.S. troop forces in the country has quietly been reduced by 2,000 over the last year. He told visiting U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper that even if the troop size is eventually reduced down to 8,600, it will not undermine the U.S. mission in Afghanistan. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has failed to form a new government following last month's inconclusive parliamentary election. His centrist rival, Benny Gantz, will now try to put together a majority coalition of lawmakers and become the country's new leader. Netanyahu, already the Jewish state's longest-serving premier, was trying for a fifth term as prime minister. But Netanyahu told Israel's president that he was unable to form a majority in the Knesset by joining in a unity government with Gantz's party. From Washington, this is VOA News.